Good evening. You're watching Public Media and WEN's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Lawmakers approved Hungary's budget for 2016 at a special parliamentary session on Tuesday. The budget was passed 6 months earlier than usual. Economy Minister Mihály Varga said next year employers and employees would benefit from tax reductions. More money will be spent on health, education, public safety and rural development. He said the parliament, through passing the budget, has expressed its support for the government's policies of cutting taxes, creating jobs, raising wages and supporting investments.
What does this budget mean to the people? It means cutting taxes. Income tax will be reduced from 16 to 15%. It means supporting families, families with two children. The government will increase the tax benefits for them. And of course, the job protection scheme will continue in 2016 as well. And instead of subsidies, we focus on giving jobs to everyone.
According to the Socialist Party, next year's budget will be the budget of letting the people down, which the majority of Hungarians will come off badly. The Green opposition, LMP, thinks it can hardly be called a budget of tax reduction. Right-wing Jobbik said the 2016 budget is the clear evidence of the untalented governance. According to the leftist Democratic Coalition, the new budget was far from cutting taxes or creating jobs, no matter how hard the cabinet insisted. Opposition Együtt said the budget does not serve the middle class. Ruling Fidesz has reacted to the new budget, saying in 2016 more money will stay at families and workers. With more work, less tax and increasing wages, everyone will be able to move forward. Hungary can use all the money, each euro cent, until the final deadline of the EU funding between the 2007 and 2013 cycle. This is how the government thinks and this is what figures show. According to a recent report by an international consulting firm, by the end of last year, 87% of the subsidies has reached the beneficiaries. This is the second best ratio in the region.
The aim of the Hungarian government for the 2014-2020 EU budgetary period is to support businesses seeking to improve their competitiveness and export capabilities. The tenders supporting the developments have already been invited, so the necessary documents can be submitted within a week. We expect a huge interest for these tenders. So far, 85 billion forints have been invited. 65 billion forints for major investments, which SMEs can also implement. 10 billion for free enterprise zones, these are the most disadvantaged communities, and 10 billion for smaller investments outside the free enterprise zones, said the State Secretary for Economic Regulation. Nándor Csepregi, State Secretary at the Cabinet, earlier said on M1 that there will be no more financial cycles like this one is. Although the EU fundings are not going to completely disappear from the European cohesion countries, certainly they will decrease. That's why we talk about this as a last option when Hungary will receive such an enormous external funding, said Nándor Csepregi. In that period, Hungary would receive a total of 25 billion euros, more than 7,500 billion forints in structural and cohesion funding, 11% of all the funds for the whole region. Only Poland receives more money than that. Hungary used the last cycle's funding way more efficiently than the regional average. A KPMG study revealed that 87% of the resources for the period of 2007 to 2013, 22 billion euros, have already arrived to the beneficiaries by the end of last year. According to data from the Prime Minister's office, converted to forints, more than 7,700 billion forints were already delivered, and another 500 billion is needed to reach the 100%. According to the international consulting firm, the payments were significantly accelerated thanks to measures taken by the government in 2014.
Every 30 years, a police officer should stand post if the government wanted to secure the southern border with manpower, said the cabinet minister in the National Security Committee of the parliament. Janos Lezer added, this would not cost any less than building the fence. In the meanwhile, on Tuesday afternoon, Hungary notified the EU partners that Hungary temporarily suspends the asylum agreement, meaning we won't receive any more migrants sent back to the country from Western Europe in the Dublin Transfer Protocol.
The woods were on fire on Monday near the southern town of Ashotolom along the Serbian border. Locals say a group of illegal migrants lit a campfire to keep them warm during the chilly night. When we see them lighting a fire, we usually tell them to put it out, or we just do it ourselves, said a local ranger. Locals say after sunset they can see the light of these campfires appear one after the other. They worry that it's only a matter of time for a tragic blaze to happen. The migrants set fires in bus stops, empty houses, but not in the fireplaces. They simply set furniture on fire in the rooms, said the vice mayor of Ashotolom. Members of the National Security Committee of the parliament asked the minister heading the prime minister's office whether the fence on the Serbia-Hungary border is really necessary. Janos Lazar said a police officer should post every 30 yards on the border to have the same efficiency as a fence. That manpower would not cost any less than building the fence. The minister also said that not only the problem of the migrant flow needs prompt resolve, but also those who are sent back to Hungary from Western Europe. The real danger is when the Western countries start sending the migrants back to Hungary because they enter the EU here. About 300,000 such immigrants are only in Germany. What should we do with them? We cannot send them back anywhere. Who would provide a living for them? Said the minister. The Interior Ministry said in a statement early Tuesday evening that due to technical reasons, Hungary suspends the EU asylum agreement, which means Hungary does not accept migrants being sent back to Hungary from Western Europe within the Dublin Protocol. The statement says, of all the EU member states, Hungary bears the largest migrant pressure, and the country has depleted all available capacities.
Government spokesman Zoltán Kovács told public media this evening that Hungary notified all affected EU member states of the decision.
Hungary is not prepared to provide for thousands of people while the country itself is in the crossfire. The EU could also not make up its mind in the matter, so this is a systematic error. This is what we keep saying. We are waiting for those decisions and answers that can help resolving the situation in the EU and in the member states as well.
Brussels demands an immediate explanation on the decision, according to EU officials who said the Dublin Protocol is not the kind of agreement a country can suspend. The leftist opposition Democratic Coalition Party said that the government has ridden Hungary out of Europe. The opposition Egy Út Party said the government has failed in terms of humanity. The Budapest Municipal Council supports Hungary's bid to host the 2024 Olympics. Only the opposition LMP and the Democratic Coalition did not support the proposal. The Hungarian Olympic Committee decided 2 weeks ago that they support Budapest to apply for the 2024 Summer Olympics and Paralympics. Mayor of Budapest, István Tarlós, said Hungary only has a chance to host the Olympic Games if everyone joins and supports the initiative.
The Games would not only allow, but force developments in the city's infrastructure. What will be built in the city as infrastructure will stay here. So without debate, Budapest wins with this. Not to mention that from a touristic point of view, the city could be advertised worldwide.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.